Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again for the privilege of gathering together as family this morning. Thank you for truth that continues to set us free, Father. Thank you for the completed canon of Scripture for which we depend upon. Thank you for giving us your Spirit to teach us, to guide us towards truth, to convict us, even when we may not like it so much, Father. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you for revealing these things through your Son. And thank you for the privilege of giving us his gospel to take out to a world that is lost and increasingly antagonistic towards you, it seems, Father. We're just so blessed to be able to do this together, to be encouraged by each other's faith, to be unified by said faith, Father. We are so grateful and thankful for this morning, for this time to fellowship and break bread, the bread that matters most, and share about the goings on in this very special trip that you set forth from eternity past, Father. We are most grateful and thankful, of course, for your Son's work on the cross to cancel out that debt and make a day like this even a reality for all of us to enjoy. We do just ask for blessings on this morning's message and the goings on. We ask this in Jesus Christ's precious name. By the power of the Spirit, we do pray. Amen. Get the lights, guys. We're going to show the video.
Let my life song will sing to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let my life song sing to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let my life song sing to you. Let my life song sing to you. Let my life song sing.
Hallelujah. guide my every way. Will I receive the words you say? Every moment of every day. Will I, will walk by faith? Well, even when I cannot see, will because this broken world prepares your will for me. Help me to rid my endless fears. You've been so faithful for all my years. With the one breath you make me new. Your grace covers all I do. I still see your face. Will you've spoken, pouring your words of grace. Will I, will walk by faith? Well, even when I cannot see, will because this broken road prepares your will for me. Will I, will walk by faith? Well, even when I cannot see, oh, well, because this broken road prepares your will for me. Thank you.
Hello, how are you? Very good. Good to be here. This evening I'm going to speak on spiritual gifts.
మరి ఈ సమయమున నేను ఆత్మ సంబంధమైన వరముల గురించి మీకు చెప్పాలని ఆశపడుతున్నాను.
Thank you to Pastor Raj Mohan and Joel for this opportunity.
Raj Mohan గారికి జోయల్ గారికి మాకు ఈ అవకాశాన్ని ఇచ్చినందుకు వాళ్ళకి థ్యాంక్స్ చెప్తున్నాను.
And to Mercy and Grace Ministries for hosting me.
అలానే మమ్మల్ని పిలిచిన మెర్సీ అండ్ గ్రేస్ సంస్థ వారికి నా కృతజ్ఞతలు చెప్తున్నాను.
As I was sitting here,
మరి నేను ఇక్కడికి వచ్చి కూర్చున్నప్పుడు
I was thinking about Jesus.
మరి నేను యేసు ప్రభు క్రీస్తు ప్రభు గురించి ఆలోచిస్తున్నాను.
And that when he was on the earth,
మరి ఆయన ఈ భూమి మీద ఉన్నప్పుడు
he would sit children on his lap.
మరి మీకు తెలిసినట్టుగా యేసు ప్రభు చిన్న పిల్లలంటే చాలా ఇష్టపడతారు.
And say the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
మరి ఆయన ఏమన్నారో మీకు తెలుసు, చిన్న పిల్లలదే పరలోక రాజ్యం.
I want to give you the gospel first.
మరి ముందుగా మన ఆత్మ సంబంధమైన వరముల గురించి చెప్పే ముందు మీకు ముందుగా సువార్త గురించి చెప్పాలనుకుంటున్నాను.
Jesus Christ, who is God incarnate.
మరి మన క్రీస్తు ప్రభు అవతార పురుషుడు.
Humbled himself to die on our behalf.
మరి యేసు ప్రభు దేవుని కుమారుడైనప్పటికీ తన్ను తను తగ్గించుకుని మన కోసం సిలువ మీద మరణించాడు.
Thus he became the sinless sacrifice.
మరి ఆయనలో ఎటువంటి పాపం లేదు, ఆ విషయం మీకు తెలుసు.
To pay the penalty of our guilt.
కానీ మన కోసం ఆయన తన ప్రాణాన్ని త్యాగం చేశాడు.
He rose from the dead to declare with power.
మరి ఆయనకి ఎంత శక్తి ఉన్నది, ఆయన దేవుని కుమారుడని ఎలా నిరూపించబడింది? ఎప్పుడైతే ఆయన చనిపోయి మూడో రోజు తిరిగి లేచారో ఆయనకున్న శక్తి ఆయన దేవుని కుమారుడని ఈ లోకానికి తెలిసింది.
That he is Lord over all.
మరి మనందరికీ ఆయన ప్రభు.
And he offers eternal life freely.
మరి మనకి ఉచితంగా తన కృప చొప్పున నిత్య జీవితాన్ని ప్రసాదిస్తారు.
To sinners who will surrender to him in humble repentant faith.
ఎవరైతే వాళ్ళ పాపాలు తెలుసుకుని వాళ్ళకున్న గర్వాన్ని తీసేసి వాళ్ళ పాపులను తెలుసుకుని ఎవరైతే ఆయన దగ్గరికి వస్తారో ఆ పాపాత్ముల్ని, లేకపోతే మనం ఎంత పాపం చేసామో మనం బాగా బాధపడినా మన గురించి తెలుసుకుని మన పాపాలను తీసేసి ఆయన మనల్ని దగ్గరికి తీసుకుంటారు.
I've never seen a soul set free through an argument. I've never seen a hurt get healed in a protest. But I've seen sinners turn to saints because of grace. It's love, love that lights the way. Love that lights the way. Let it be our hearts wide open, bigger than the world.
Anytime a heart turns from darkness to light, anytime temptation comes and someone stands to fight, anytime somebody lives to serve and not be served, I know, I know, I know, I know. God is on the move, on the move. Is made to stand upon the word. I know, I know, I know. Searching soul, and someone says, send me, here I go. I know, I know, I know, I know.
Take away the melody. Take away the songs I sing. Take away all the light and all the songs you let me write. Does the man I am today say the words you need to say? Let them see. Another smile, another face, another breath, a grain of sand passing quickly through your hand. I give my life an offering. Take it all, take everything. Let them see.
Marbles, huh?
I don't know. Just write.
Let them see.
let them see you in me. Let them see you.
Close in prayer now, bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the privilege of gathering together this way to celebrate your good work in India on behalf of our beloved Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, may we never become familiar with all that we've beheld this morning, that we will continue to reach out, step out on faith, Father, and do your good will. Father, we pray especially for those that have been privileged to be here this morning, that their hearts be moved in such a way that they are inspired, each in their own way, to step out, each in their own way, connect with people, each in their own way. For this is what matters most after we are saved, Father. This your Spirit has taught us through and through, that you saved us and then left us here after salvation to spread the good news about your Son. But that is your desire, that all be saved and come to the knowledge of you. Father, to whatever degree we're privileged enough to do this thing, we say thank you. For our time here is short, we are but vapors. May we consider our time here what it truly is, a grace gift. Father, we pray especially for those that are still lost. Those that do not have your Son, salvation by grace through faith. We pray that we might have the divine appointment to give them the gospel, regardless of geography, that we undertake this as a solemn commission on our lives. Father, we pray for those individuals this day. We thank you for the tenacity and the perseverance of partaking in the spreading of your gospel. We do just ask for blessings on those individuals that have been here this morning. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's precious name. By the power of the Spirit, we do pray. Amen. Okay, so he's going to stop.